So the first obligation, we said, is to know that Allah exists. How do we know that Allah exists? Number one, through Quran and Sunnah. Number two, through the natural world, the physical sciences. And number three, by learning from the ulama and the mashaykh and teachers who are qualified to teach us. It's very important. So he says, يجب على المكلف معرفة ما يجب لله. The first thing he said, فَيَجِبُ لِلَّهِ الْوُجُودِ. We say, wajib al-wujud. Allah's existence is fard. It's an obligation, shar'an and aqlan. It's an obligation based on text and also the intellect. The text, we said, numerous texts, they tell us Allah exists. But number two, we know the law of thermodynamics. Matter does not is constantly in the state of destruction. Matter did not create itself, nor can it destroy itself. So if matter cannot create nor destroy, that means something created matter. And something will... I memorized the book. Sorry, I don't have the book with me. I memorized this book. Something is causing it to exist and something is causing it to be destroyed because matter cannot do it. So whatever, pay attention, created matter is not matter. And that's how we respond to Christianity. Jesus is matter. Jesus lived in the physical space. Jesus lived in the physical time. He walked like a human being. He talked like a human being. He ate, he slept,